Shalom to all. Today's Daf Yomi Shnayis. We're going to learn Maseches Me'ilah, Perek Daled Mishnah Hey, all the way through to the end of the Masechta. On to Mishnah Hey, Kol HaChol Mitztarfin. All types of foods are Mitztarif. Even though they're different types of foods, they still are Mitztarif for all these different things. Number one, Lipsol Sagvia Kechatzi Pras. To passel a person's body with half of a pras. We know that if a person eats a half of a pras, which is like a half of a loaf of bread's worth of tamei food, that is metame their body. Then now they're not able to eat truma. So this applies to all foods. Also, Bimzayin Shtei Sudas La'erov. The amount of food that's necessary for two sudas for an Erev, when a person has to make an Erev for Shabbos or Yontif, they need an amount of food for two sudas, so all foods are mitztarif for that. Also, bekabetz al tamei tumas oichlin, we know that food cannot transfer tuma to something else. If it's tamei, it needs to have the size of a beitzah, the size of an egg's worth, so all foods are mitztarif for that. Also, bekogeres al oitzah Shabbos, the isser of oitzah on Shabbos, the isser of taking out food into a shusarabim that one would be chayv for on Shabbos, is the size of a gergeres, a dried fig. All foods are mitztarif for that. Bekakesevas yom kippurim, the chi of karis, if one eats a large date, that's a kaseves on Yom Kippur, he's in Chayav Karis for that. And also, kol hamashkim mitztarfin, all liquids are mitztarif, lipsol sagvia barvias, they're going to passel a person's body, and he's now not going to be able to eat truma if he drinks barvias of tummy liquids together. And also, mloy lugma v'yom kippurim, if he drinks a cheekful on Yom Kippur, he's going to be chayav for that. And the Mishnah tells us, ha'arlo v'kel ha'kerim mitztarfim zayim zay, these two isurim are mitztarif with each other. We know that arlo is the first 3 years of fruit that grow on a tree, one's not only allowed to not eat them, he's also not allowed to benefit from them. Also, kel ha'kerim is similar, is when we have a different species being planted in a vineyard, for example, wheat or barley or something like that. So both these are mitztarif with each other, says the Mishnah, in regards to both the Isser v'chila and Ana. However, Rav Shimon says, Eina mitztarfin, they're not mitztarif with each other. Now we talk about the ability to be makabel tuma. We know there's many different types of materials, and each one has to be a minimum shear in order to be able to makabel tuma. If it's smaller than that shear, if it's smaller than that size, then we say it's insignificant and it's not able to be makabel tuma. So here we have habeged, which usually refers to cloth, either it's made out of wool or linen, and in order to be makabel tuma, it needs to have a piece that's 3x3 tefachim. Vasak, this is usually something made out of goat hair, that needs to be 4x4 tefachim to be makabel tuma. So these two things together, habeged vehasak, and then on to the next group, hasak vehaar. So sak, we just mentioned what that was. R is leather, this needs to be 5x5 tefachim to be makabel tuma. And then we have a R vehamafutz, leather, and a mafutz, which is a reed mat, which needs to be 6x6 tefachim to be makabel tuma. Mitztarif from zayim zay, they're all mitztarif with each other. And Rav Shimon Emor, he explains, why is that? Mnei shein ruin l'tam moishav, that's because they can be tamei moishav. Even though, as we just said, beged and sak, or sak and or and mafutz, all have different shiurim, they'll have to be different sizes to be makabel tuma. The reason why we're able to combine them is because if a zav, somebody who's tamei with his high level of tuma, sits on one of them, it will be matame with his very high level of tuma, and therefore we're able to combine all these for the shiur tuma. Moving on to Barakat Mishnah Aleph, we go back to discussing me'ilah, and as we know, a person has to benefit from a hekdesh, the value of a shavu pruta, in order to be chayv me'ilah. And so here we're going to see if it's really just benefit, or maybe it has to do with something else. The Mishnah tells us, Hanene shav pruta min hekdesh, if a person benefited a shav pruta's worth from hekdesh, afal pishalai pagam, even though he didn't decrease the value, he didn't ruin it, he didn't affect the thing at all, it stayed as it is, nonetheless, mal, he's ivor me'ilah, div Rebbe Kiyo's opinion, that's because he derived benefit. However, Chamar and Chamar say that it really depends. Kol davar sheyesh bai pagam, anything which is the norm, that when a person uses it, it will decrease in value, will get some sort of pagam, it might get a little bit ruined. So loy mal ad sheyifgaim, a person's not over me'ilah until he actually causes that pagam. It's not sufficient just to benefit from it. V'chol davar she'ein by pagam, it's only something that doesn't have a pagam. It's not normal to get ruined or worn down. So then, kim shenene mal, if a person benefits from it, he's over me'ilah. The Mishnah continues describing ketzad, what's an example of this? So let's say, nosna katla b'tzavara, a woman took a katla, which is like a choker, it's a necklace of sorts of hektish, and she put it on her neck, she went out to a party with it, or tabas biyada, she put a ring on her finger, or shasa b'kashal zav, she drank out of a golden cup. So in all these cases, kim shenenes ma'ala, since she received benefit, she's over me'ilah, and that's because these are things that do not get nifgam. When a woman wears a piece of jewelry, it doesn't get ruined at all, doesn't get worn down, or drinking out of a cup doesn't affect the cup at all, and therefore she would have to pay for that. How much? So we evaluate how much a person would want to pay for this to be able to go to the ball or a party or a chasen or something like that wearing a beautiful piece of jewelry, and at whatever that value is, that's the amount of her me'ilah. However, says the Mishnah, lavash b'chalok, let's say a man wore a shirt of hektish, or kisa batalis, he covered himself with some sort of outer garment belonging to hektish, or bika bakardim, he chopped with an axe of hektish, loimal achayifgaim, he's not over me'ilah until he ruins it a little bit, he causes it to get worn down, because that's what happens. The moment you put on a shirt, let's say it's touching your skin, so automatically the sweat and little particles and whatnot from a person's body rubs off onto it, and that's considered a pagam. Same thing with an outer garment, it rubs against the wall, it rubs against something else, and that causes it to get worn away a little bit, and then a person's only going to be over me'ilah when that happens. Now what about the following? Talash menachatos kshichaya, if a person pulled hair hair out of a carbon chatos when it was still alive, loymal shifgaim, so he's not over me'ila until he causes a pigam in it, because an animal which is alive is a davar shenifgam that could become ruined and worn down, and therefore he's not over me'ila just by benefiting from it. It has to be that he causes a little bit of a pigam in it. Whereas kshimesa, if he did this when it was dead, so it can't get a pigam anymore because it's dead, so kivan shenenet, right away from when he gets benefit, mal, then he's over me'ila. And this mishnah is really a continuation of the previous one. The mishnah tells us, nene mekhatsi pruta upagam mekhatsi pruta. Let's say the hana that he had was about a half a pruta, and the pigam, the diminishing he did of the object, was about a half a pruta. Ay shenen b'shav pruta b'davar echad, upagam b'shav pruta b'davar acher. He had a hana of a full pruta in one thing, and he did a pigam of a full pruta in a different thing. Harizel loymal, he's not over me'ila. At shehan b'shav pruta v'yifkaim b'shav pruta b'davar echad. The hana and the pigam have to be a shav pruta in the same thing. On the mishnah gemol, ein mael acher mael b'mukdashin el behema uklisharis. There's no me'ila after me'ila with kachim, except with an animal and with klisharis. The classic understanding of me'ila is where a person is using hektish for their own benefit, which basically means that any time a person is going to be over me'ila, he's now, so to speak, deconsecrating it. He's taking off its din of kedusha and it becomes chulin. So you can't possibly be over me'ila again after it was already over me'ila, except as Misha just said with behemah klisharis. How does that work? Ketzad. So rachal gai behemah. If he rode on an animal which was hektish, this is specifically referring to a karbon, ubachaver v'rachav, and then his friend came along and rode on that animal, ubachaver v'rachav, then another fellow came along and rode on that animal. So in each case, everyone had a novishav pruta and he was paigim at a shav pruta, but still, even afterwards, it's able to be used as a carbon, so it remains an animal that could be used for a carbon, or shasab kashal zahav. It took a golden klisharis, drank from it, ubachaver v'shasa, another fellow came and drank from it, then a third one came and drank from it, or talish menachatas. He pulled some hair out of a carbon chatas, ubachaver v'talish, another two fellows came along and pulled some hair out of it, kulan malu, all of them are over me'ila. And again, that's because it doesn't lose its kedushas haguf, it doesn't become not a carbon anymore just because it was used. However, this would not apply to kachay bedek habayis. That's something that's a little bit lower level of kedusha. It's designated for the Beis Hamikdash upkeep fund, and that's what Rebbe tells us right now. Rebbe Omer, kol she'ein lo pidyon yesh b'mael acher mael, anything that's not able to be redeemed, so there could be me'ila after another me'ila, as we just said before in the Mishnah, but kachay bedek habayis, which could be redeemed, so the moment that he used it, he was over me'ila, that's so to speak considered redeeming it, so now it's not hektish anymore, so now there can't be me'ila two times in a row. Up until now, we've been learning that a person's over me'ila when he benefits a shavu pruta, or he's paigim a shavu pruta, but here we're going to learn there's another way to be over me'ila, and that's with haitsa from hektish. He simply takes it out of the rishos of hektish. For example, a person walks into the Beis HaMikdash, takes a kli, walks out with it, that would be considered me'ila. Now, in this mission, we give him something perhaps a little bit tricky. We're not talking about a regular fellow, it's referring to the gizbar, the treasure of hektish. So really, anytime something's donated to hektish, it's technically considered already in this person's rishos, so him simply taking something is not me'ila, and therefore there's a slightly different set of rules for him. That's what the Mishnah tells us. Natal evan hakar shel hektish. If the gizbar took a stone or a beam of hektish, hariz aloy mal, is not over me'ila, because as we just said, it's considered to be in his rishos, so just taking it is not me'ila. However, nesan al chaveray, if he now took this beam and gave it to his friend, hu mal v'chaver loy mal, he's over me'ila, his friend wasn't over, that's because he was the one that took it out of the rishos of hektish. Calls mine, it's by the gizbar, so he's not over me'ila. The moment that he gives it to his friend, so now it's the gizbar's fault, he's the one that caused it now to be removed from the rishos of hektish, so he's over me'ila. Similarly, benal sech beisai hariz loy mal, if he built it into his house, he's not over me'ila. It's not referring to where he actually took the stone or beam and cemented it or nailed it to his house, because that's of course considered to be taking it out of hektish. He made it part of his house. It's just referring to where he placed it on top of his house, let's say by the entranceway where he has a little bit of an overhang, and he didn't screw anything in or nail it in or cement it in, it's just placed on top, so he's not over me'ila yet, because really in essence nothing happened. Aj shiyad tachta b'shav pruta, he has to live under it, the benefit of a shav pruta, then it's considered like benefiting from hektish and he's over me'ila. On to another set of cases, natal pruta shal hektish. Let's say the gizbar took a pruta of hektish, haris loymal, he's not over me'ila, like we said at the beginning of the Mishnah. However, nesan al chaver, if he gave it to his friend, humal v'chaver loymal, he's over me'ila, but not his friend. But let's say nesan al abalon, he gave it to the bathhouse attendant. This is the fellow who stood by the mikvah or the bathhouse and didn't let you in until you paid him. He also made sure that you had a towel and that everything was nice and clean and orderly. So if he uses pruta of hektish and gave it to the bathhouse attendant, afal pi shaloy rachatz, even though he didn't use the bath yet, he didn't wash himself, mal, he's still over me'ila. Why? Because the balon tells him, Hare Merchatz Psucha, now it's open for you, go inside and wash yourself. In other words, even though he didn't even go in yet, simply giving the money to the balon is already considered me'ila, because now he has the right to go and use it, so it's already considered like he took the money out of the rishos of hektish. Moving on to Mishnah Hey, this really goes back to discussion of Mishnah Beis, Achilasev Achilas Chaveroi. Let's say he ate and he gave to his friend to eat, or Hana Yosef Enos Chaveroi, he had Hana and he gave his friend Hana from hektish, or Achilasev Enos Chaveroi, Hana Yosef Achilas Chaveroi, he ate and gave his friend hana, or he had hana and he gave his friend to eat, mitzar from zayim zeh, they're all mitzar with each other, rafilu zman meruba, even if it's across a long amount of time. This is all has to do with obviously half a shir achila, half a shir of hana, or any of those different permutations, and that's because since he's the one that's in charge of it, he's the one that's eating or he's giving to his friend, or he's having benefit he's giving to his friend, so we're able to mitzarif these things together, and he would be over me'ila in all these situations. And the Mishnah begins with a halacha that's unique to me'ila. Hashalich she'asa shlichusoi, if a messenger did his job, he did the shlichus baal bias mal, the baal bias is over me'ila. Lo yasa shlichusoi, if he didn't do a shlichus, hashalich mal, so the shliach is mal. Now why is this unique? So we know that throughout Gemara we find the concept shlucha shal adam kamaisai, that the shliach of a person is just like him. If Reuven sends Shimon to go mekadesh a woman for him, so that woman is mekudeshes not to Shimon, the shliach, but to Reuven, because like Reuven himself was mekadesh the woman. And this works all over, the shliach is like the person himself. We also know that ain shliach ledvar aveira, that you can't send the shliach to go do an aveira for you. And Beryl sends Shmerel to go steal an item from the store for him. Who's either stealing? Shimon, not Reuven, because he can't be a shliach to do an aveira. The only situation we do find that the shliach is not either, even though he really was the one who did the maisa aveira, is over here by Me'ila, and it's based off of Josh and the Pasuk, and that's what we saw over here, that the shliach, if he did his shlichas, the Baal Bais is the one that was either Me'ila, not the shliach. And so here we have in greater detail, Ketzad, what's the situation? Amar Loi, so let's say the Baal Bais told the shliach, in this case, the shliach is the servant, maybe he's the butler, he's the one serving the food, and he says, 10 basar la'archim, give some meat to the guests. And v'naslam kaved, he gave them liver instead. He didn't give them meat from the animal, he gave them liver, and the liver was kadshim, he didn't realize it was a shagig, or let's say he told him kaved, give them liver, v'naslam basar, but he gave them meat, hashliach mal, the shliach is over Me'ila, because he didn't listen to Baal Bais, he did something totally different, so he's over Me'ila. Here's another situation, Amar Loi, let's say the Baal Bais told the shliach, 10 lem chaticha chaticha, give them piece by piece, each guest gets one piece of meat. And v'hu Amar, what did the shliach tell them? Talu shtayim shtayim, each of you could take two pieces, and v'heim not talu shalosh shalosh, each one of them took three pieces. So kulam malu, all of them are over Me'ila, in regards to the first piece of meat, so it's like the Baal Bais is over Me'ila. In regards to the second piece of meat, the servant, the butler, the waiter, he made that up on his own, so he's over Me'ila for that. And all the guests, they each took an extra piece that they shouldn't have taken, they added on a third, so they're over Me'ila for that one. Another case, Amar Loi, let's say the Baal Bais told the shliach, havi li min achalayin, go bring me from the window, I mean guskama, or from the closet. Havi li brought it for him, avu pishamar Baal Bais, loy hayu believe el mizeh vehev mizeh, even if Baal Bais says afterwards, I really only want it from this one, not from that one, and he brought me from that one. Del Baal Bais mal, the Baal Bais is over Me'ila, because he gave the shliach an option of where to take from, and he took from one of those two places, so Baal Bais is over Me'ila. Avu Amar Loi, but if he had told the shliach, havi li min achalayin, bring me from the window, vehev li min guskama, and he brought him from the closet, I mean guskama, he told him, bring me from the closet, vehev li min achalayin, and he brought him from the window, shliach mal, so shliach is over Me'ila. Onto Mishnah Beis, shalach b'ar cher shayt of a katan, let's say a Baal Bais took money of hekdesh, and he sent it with a cher shayt or a katan. We know that these people do not have das, and they're not able to do any sort of shlichos, and he sent them to the makolet, let's say, to buy something. So im asu shlichusai, if they did what he wanted, Baal Bais mal, so the Baal Bais is over Me'ila. Whereas lo yisli shlichusai, if they didn't do his shlichos, let's say he told them to go to the makolet to go buy a bottle of milk, and they ended up buying some candy for themselves. So hachen v'nimal, the store owner, he's over Me'ila when he takes that money and he uses it for his own needs. So he's the one that's over Me'ila. The charshayt or katan aren't over Me'ila because they're not bar das, and so anyway they can't be over. Now what about the following? Shalach b'yad pikeach, the Baal Bais sent it with a person who's smart, he's wise, he's a bar das, basically meaning he's a regular person. V'nizkar ad shalo higiyat zalchen v'ni, and both him, the shliach, and the Baal Bais remembered before the money got to the storekeeper, oh my gosh, this is hektish money, this is not regular chulin money, we're not allowed to even use this. So achen v'ni mal kashiyotzi, the chen v'ni is over Me'ila when he uses this money for his own needs, and that's because, as we know, a person can only be over Me'ila when it's done b'shoigig, but when he uses hektish money b'mezid, he's not over Me'ila. So in this situation, both the Baal Bais and the shliach remember that it was hektish money before they actually handed it over to the chen v'ni, and therefore the only one that could be over Me'ila over here is the chen v'ni. So now the chen v'ni has an issue. Ketzad yaseh, what's he supposed to do? He knows he has money of hektish in his cash register, but he doesn't know where it is. It got mixed up with all his other money. What's he supposed to do now? So netel pruta keli v'yaymar, he takes a pruta or a kli and he says, pruta shal hektish b'chol makam shehi, that pruta of hektish, wherever it is in my cash register, mechulal salzeh, it's mechul, its kedush is transferred onto this one. And the reason why that works is because shehektish nifta b'kesef v'shav kesef, we can repay the hektish, we can redeem it and transfer his kedusha off of it, either with actual money or with even something that's worth money. And Shigabal tells us, not only pruta. Let's say Reuven gave his shliach a pruta, and Amar Loi, he told him, havi li b'chatzya neiros b'chatzya psilos, half of this pruta, I want you to buy neiros. Neiros means a lamp. It's like a little receptacle for oil that you put the wick in. And the other half, I want you to buy wicks. And halach, let's say he went, v'hevi loy b'kula neiros, a bit kula psilos. He spent the entire pruta on neiros, or the entire pruta on psilos. Ashar b'loy, or the Baal Bais told him, Havili bekula neres bekula psilais. Are we to spend the whole pruta on either neres or psilais? And halach vehevi loy bechatzin neres bechatz psilais. And he did different. He brought back half neres, half psilais. So shneim loy malu. Both of them aren't ivor meila because even though part of what the Baal Bais wanted was done, and part of what was done was the shliach's thing that he made up on his own. And so you might think that really both of them should have me'ila based off the previous Mishnayos. Over here, the reason why nobody is because if you paid attention, we're only dealing with one pruta, and the minimum amount of me'ila one could be over on is one pruta. So really, each one was only over me'ila with half of a pruta, and that's why nobody's chayiv. Avol Marmalei, however, the Baal Bais told the shliach, "Havili b'chatzin neres mimakim pliny, u'b'chatzin psilais mimakim pliny. Go bring me half of the value of this pruta, a neira from that specific place, and half of the value in wicks from a different particular place." And what the shliach do? He bought lamps from the wick place, and he bought wicks from the lamp place. So shliach mal, the shliach was over me'ila because he didn't listen to the Baal Bais. He changed, and therefore he's the one that's over me'ila. Moving on to Mishnah Dalet, another case. Nasan l'shtei prutais, as the Baal Bais gave the shliach two prutais. Amar lei, and he told him, "Havili esreg, go buy me an esreg." And he bought the Baal Bais an esreg for a pruta. I'm not so sure how nice the esrog was if it only cost a pruta, but he found him an esrog for a pruta. Other pruta he bought a pomegranate with. Shnei malu. Both of them are ivor me'ila. That's because, again, the money is hektish, obviously. That's what we're discussing this whole time. And he followed the Baal Bais' instructions by buying him an esrog. And so the Baal Bais is ivor me'ila. But since he had extra money and he on his own took that money and bought a pomegranate with it, so he, the shliach, is also ivor me'ila. Rabbi Huda tells us, Baal Bais loy malu. The Baal Bais is not ivor me'ila. Because he could tell the shliach, esrog gadol yisim avakesh. I wanted a large esrog that cost two pruta. But they basically cut and mara. You bought me a small, not good one, and therefore you actually didn't do much lichas. Now another case, not only dinners of. Let's say he gave him a golden dinner, and Amalei told him, "Havili chaluk, go buy me a shirt with it." And the three of the dinarim of his gold one is broken up into six dinarim. So with three of them, he bought a shirt, and with three of them, he bought a garment. Shnei malu, both of them are over meila. Which Rabbi Huda says, "Baal Bais loy malu, the Baal Bais is not over meila." Because he could tell him, "Chaluk gadol yisim vakish, I wanted a nice, large, big chaluk." They basically cut and mara. You brought me something which is small and no good. It's only half the value of what I gave you, and therefore the Korn Rabbi Huda, the Baal Bais, is not mal here. Now in this Mishnah, we're going to be discussing how a person, we'll call him Reuven, that's a classic name, deposits some of his money by somebody else. That money was accidentally kadshim money, so he didn't realize there's a potential for me'ila here. And the question is, who's going to be ivor me'ila? And we're going to be discussing three different people. And depending on who it is that we're discussing, it depends whether or not they're allowed to use the money, which me'ila means it depends on who's going to be ivor me'ila. So as the Mishnah tells us, Hamafkin a person deposited money by a shulchani, which is a money changer. Now, money changer always needs to use money. So even if you deposit money by him, he's going to use it if it's available for him. So what does that mean if it's available for him? Here the Mishnah tells us, in Tsuruin, if they're bundled up either in a unique way or if they're bundled in the regular way, but they have a seal, a stamp on them, which in both of these situations is a clear sign to the shulchani, do not use this money. So lo yishtamish ben, he's not allowed to use them. Lefikachem haitzi ma'al. Therefore, if he did use them, he's over me'ila because he did that on his own accord, so he was one that used this money of Hekdesh, so he's over me'ila. However, in Mutarim, if they're not tied up, meaning they're not tied up at all, or they're just tied up regular without a special seal, in other words, it's like Reuven, who's depositing the money with this Shulchani, is telling him, here, you could use this money, no problem. And therefore, Yishtamish Ben, he is allowed to use them, Lefika Chmaitzi, therefore, if he did use it, Loimal, he's not over me'ila, and actually the Baal Bais is over me'ila, because it's like he did the Shlichus of the Baal Bais. Now, here we have the opposite case, Eitzel Baal Bais. Let's say Reuven deposits his money with the Baal Bais, with the regular person, his neighbor. He went and knocked on his neighbor Shimon's door and said, "Hey Shimon, could you watch some of my money for me?" Benkach u'benkach, either which way, meaning it doesn't make a difference if the money's bundled or if it's not bundled. Lo yishtamish b'hen, he's not allowed to use them because he's not a shulchani that always needs money. He's just a fellow's neighbor. He's doing him a favor, so he's not allowed to touch this money. Lefikach there from Haitzi, if he did end up using it, mal. So he, the neighbor Shimon, he's over me'ila. Here we have machlekes hachenveni. What about a regular storekeeper? And then Reuven deposits his money with the chenveni. So kibal bias, he's like a Baal Bais. Devar Meretz or Meretz opinion, or Rabbi Huda, he says Kashulchani, he's like Shulchani, like the money changer. Moving on to Mishnah Vav, the last Mishnah Masechta, the Mishnah tells us Pruta Shal Hekdesh Shenafel Asech HaKis, a Pruta of Hekdesh that fell into a wallet, or could be that Sha'amar, a person said, Pruta Bekis Zeh Hekdesh, one Pruta in this wallet is Hekdesh. Oh, obviously you don't know which one it is, so Kimish Haitzi Sari Shaina, the moment he takes out even just one Pruta from this wallet to use it for something, Ma'al, he's over Me'ila. Devar Rabbi Kiva, that's Rabbi Kiva's opinion. Now it doesn't mean he's over 100% Me'ila. that he'd have to bring a karban for Hashem Me'ilos and whatnot. That's because we don't know which pruta it is, but it's a suffik Me'ilah, so he was suffik Iver, which means he'd have to bring an Asham Talui, as we know about from earlier in the Masechta. Now, V'chama and L'chama argue, and they say that no, Ad Sheyotzi is Kol Hakes, he has to use all of the money in the wallet, and only then we know for sure that he was Iver Me'ilah, so then he would be Chayev. Now, Matir Bekiva, Bekiva does agree in the following case, Baimer, where the person said, and pay attention to the slight difference in Lashon from the beginning of the Mishnah, pruta min hakis ze hektesh. A pruta from this wallet is hektesh. So in this case, Rabbi Kiva agrees, they continue using all this money and he's not going to be chayiv. And that's because this Lashon is mashma a little bit different. It's mashma that he's saying that all this money is not going to be used without there being at least one, which is hektesh. So in essence, he's not saying that one of them definitely is hektesh. Rather, he's saying it can't be that I'm going to use all of them and one of them won't be hektesh, which is kind of a roundabout way of saying the same thing. However, in this situation, since he didn't specifically designate one as hektesh just yet, all the money in here is actually considered not hektesh until the very last one, and only that one is considered hektesh. Hajjan al Chmasachas Me'ilah, Mazel Tov finishing this entire Masechta, just like we're going to finish Masechas Me'ilah together, we should be going to finish the entire Shisha Sidur Mishnah together. We're going to start for the day, and pick up tomorrow beginning the brand new Masechta, Masechas Tamid, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.